I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Persistence is just your willingness to keep making the effort, keep making the phone calls, keep knocking on the door, keep asking the same question, keep showing up to the gym, keep putting in the work, keep applying for the job.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are in the right place at the right time. Tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. Welcome to the show. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known is Dre All Day, and today's topic is being uncompromising. How and when in life you should, and what to do about being an uncompromising individual. What do I mean when I say uncompromising? Well, we know what the word compromise means, right? It means to meet people in the middle, to kind of, you give a little bit, they give a little bit, and everyone meets in the middle, this middle ground where everybody is not 100% of what they wanted, but everyone can say, you know what, I can live with that. Uncompromising means, no, I'm not meeting in the middle. No, I'm not giving a little bit and you give a little bit. You may have to give a lot, you may have to give none, you may have to quit, but I'm getting exactly what I want. That's what uncompromising means. I'm going to talk about how and when you are going to be uncompromising in life. And what made me think of this, I was reading a story actually about this guy named Luke Longley. And if you've been watching basketball for a while, you know who Luke Longley is. He used to play center in the NBA for a team called the Chicago Bulls. Luke is actually an Australian, and he played for the Chicago Bulls. He was teammates with this guy named Michael Jordan in the 90s. And in this article that I was reading about Luke's life, and of course they asked him about playing with Michael Jordan, who wouldn't ask him about that, and the phrase that Luke used to describe MJ was his non-negotiability. He said Michael Jordan was a non-negotiable individual. He was a very uncompromising person in that he was always locked in mentally and he expected it from everybody else. And it was kind of unrealistic, Luke thought. And the author of this article who was writing about Luke thought, very unrealistic for Michael to really think everybody else could be as mentally locked in as he was at all times. But that's exactly what Michael expected. And there was one game that I remember reading in the same article where Luke Longley, who was a role player who didn't score a whole lot of points for the Bulls, but one particular night he was having this great game. I don't remember who they were playing against, but Luke scored about maybe 20 points in the first half of the game, or the first quarter, 15, 20 points in the first quarter of a game, and he's just dominating and he's making all these shots and he's doing all this stuff, and the crowd is even looking like, man, Luke Longley's gonna kill us. We thought Jordan was gonna kill us, but no, it's Luke Longley that's doing it. And as they walk back to the bench at the end of the first quarter, Michael Jordan says to Luke Longley, I knew you had it in you. He had scored all these points in the first quarter. Michael was happy to see him go out and really have that outburst, that explosion of doing his thing. And Luke said, well, what happened is Luke did not score another point the rest of the game. The Bulls ended up winning, but Luke did not score another basket the rest of the game after scoring all those points to start the game. And after the game in the locker room, you know what Michael Jordan said to Luke Longley? And this is in front of the whole team. You know what Mike said to him? He said, Luke, I will never, ever say another positive thing about you. And Luke followed that up by saying Michael Jordan was not lying. He never, ever said another positive thing about my game for the rest of the time that I played with the Chicago Bulls. That is uncompromising. If there ever was an uncompromising way to be, that is it. If that story is true, and I'm 99.9% sure it's true. I mean, why would the guy who it happened to, the victim of the story, if you want to say, why would he lie about it? That is uncompromising. That's non-negotiability. And a lot of people who've talked about playing with Mike have said things like that. But today we're going to talk about how you can be that person. How can you apply that? Why would you want to apply it, and when would you want to apply it? Another reason why I figured that this is a good topic, because there are a lot of topics that I read about that I don't talk about on this podcast. I don't feel that they apply to what this podcast is about and to my audience. But another reason why I thought about this one, because listen, not all of you are basketball players trying to become Michael Jordan, is that too many of us, and outside of in any part of life, we are too quick to give in and compromise on things that we truly want. When was the last time there was something you really wanted, but you compromised on it, or you kind of gave in a little bit, or you had to meet in the middle ground? Not that you had to, but you chose to, you decided to, you ended up, the result was you ended up in the middle ground on something that you truly wanted it one way, but you ended up getting it that way, but only like 75% of that way, or 50% of that way, or maybe you still have 0% of that way, and you're hoping to eventually, maybe one day, get to that 100% of that way. Has that ever happened to you? I know it happens to a lot of people, because I hear people come to me and talk about it all the time, or they end up in those situations all the time. But today we're going to talk about how you can position yourself to not have to compromise so often on what you want. Point number one, why would you want to be uncompromising? It's because we all have wants in our lives. This is the reason why you would want to be uncompromising. We all have things that we want, right? You have a list of things that you want. I'm not talking about just your basic needs in life, like food, clothing, and shelter, but there are things that you want. We could call them luxuries because they're above and beyond your basic needs to survive as a human being, but they are things that you want. I want you to look at your life with all those wants that you have. First of all, think of all the things you want in life that you don't have just yet, or you don't have exactly as you want. Look at your life and answer the question honestly. How many areas of your life, in how many areas have you compromised and ended up with things you really did not want? How many areas of your life have you been compromising? And if you look at it right now, you step back and take a look at the big picture of that area of your life, you realize, if you hadn't been thinking about it actively, you have compromised and ended up with something that you really didn't want. You gave in when you really didn't want to give in. You met in the middle when you really didn't want to meet in the middle, but you did anyway, for whatever reason. Now, what percentage of your life do you have exactly what you want? And what percentage of your life have you compromised and you regret that you did? So you might have to think about the percentage of your life where you've compromised and regret that you did, because you probably normalize it. It becomes a normal part of your life. Right? You compromised on this thing right here. You forgot about it. You stopped thinking about it actively every day because you wouldn't be able to function if you continuously thought about something not being where it's supposed to be. So in order for you to be able to eat and sleep and drink and live a normal life, you had to come up with a story that made it okay. We call that rationalization. You may have rationalized the situation so you could be comfortable enough to keep living your life with it. But if you really think about it, you know there's some areas that you've compromised on. And you don't have to announce them to Facebook, but just think about it in your mind right now. What percentage of your life do you have things exactly as you want? And what percentage have you compromised on? And those two percentages added together may not make up 100%, because there may be some things where you have not compromised, but you still don't have it exactly as you want. It's a work in progress, but there is work in progress, if you understand what I'm saying. What area do you not have things where you want? There's no work in progress. And again, be honest with yourself. There's no work in progress, but it's not exactly as you want it. That's where you've compromised. I want you to think about weighing those two percentages against each other. Which one do you have more of? Today's show is brought to you by 30 Days to Discipline, a 30-day course for you to build your discipline, make sure you follow through on your commitments, and get done everything you know you want to get done but haven't gotten around to getting done. Learn more and get started at dreallday.com/30. Point number two, today's topic again is how and when to be uncompromising. Number two, you must decide if you're going to be an uncompromising individual in any area of life. It could be one specific thing, like how clean you want your house, or it could be everything if you want to be everything. I mean, this is a choice that you can make at any moment. You must decide on if you're going to be uncompromising in anything. You must decide on persistence. Persistence is the word that you must decide on. What is persistence? Is your willingness to stay on what you want until you get it. Persistence is just your willingness to keep making the effort, keep making the phone calls, keep knocking on the door, keep asking the same question, keep showing up to the gym, keep putting in the work, keep applying for the job. Whatever it is you're trying to get, you will stay on it and continue doing the actions that you believe will get you there until you get what you want. Not five times, not until somebody gets pissed off, not until somebody gives me a talking to and tells me that's not the best strategy, until you get what you want. That's what persistence is. If you're going to be an uncompromising individual, you must be willing to stay on whatever that thing is until you get the outcome you want. And if you don't get the outcome you want, you will not give in and cave in and just decide, okay, I'm going to just let it be. Michael Jordan, when he said to Luke Longley, I knew you had it in you, because he was always riding Luke to play harder or play better or be a more impactful player. When Luke showed that he could do it, Michael said he was kind of happy. That was the closest thing he could get to a compliment from Michael Jordan, was when Mike said, I knew you had it in you, when he finally had a great first quarter. But when he wasn't able to follow up on it and keep playing great for the rest of that one game out of an 82-game NBA season, multiple seasons that they played together, Mike said, I'll never say anything positive about you again. Why? Because he was uncompromising. He didn't even want to give him credit for that quarter. He didn't want to encourage him and say, hey, man, you had that great first quarter 3 games ago. Why don't you do that again? I know you can do it, man. Let's look at the film. Let's figure it out. Let's get you motivated. Mike, no, he wasn't compromising. He wasn't going to encourage him. He wasn't going to talk him up. Mike said, listen, this is the level that I'm on mentally every night. You may not have my physical tools, but I expect you to be on this level mentally every night. And when Luke showed that he wasn't able or willing, whichever one it was, to do it, Mike said, no, I'm not compromising with you. I'm not going to talk you up. I'm not going to make you feel good about it. I'm telling you right now, I'm never saying anything positive about you again, because you've proven that you're not on the same level that I'm on. And he would not accept that. Mike would not compromise on the fact that everybody couldn't be where he was at. He was that demanding as a teammate, at least according to Luke Longley. Point number three, today's topic, how and when to be uncompromising with your food at a restaurant. Last time you went to a restaurant, and then a restaurant could be Chipotle, McDonald's, Burger King, Ruth's Chris, anywhere that you've gone out to eat. When you go to a clothing store and buy clothes for yourself, I don't care if you're buying socks and underwear or you're buying a wedding dress and a suit, you get exactly what you want, do you not? In your relationships, I mean, you choose your mate. I mean, it's not like somebody goes out and chooses the person for you. You decide who that person's going to be, who you're going to date, right? With your food, with your clothing, with your relationships, and many other areas of our lives, we choose what we want. We get exactly what we want. If you go to McDonald's and you order a number 3 meal, and then they bring you a number 7 meal, you're going to say, wait a minute, this is a number 7. I ordered a number 3. You're not compromising on that. If you go to the clothing store and you tell them you want a 3-piece suit, and all they bring you is a pair of pants and a pair of shoes, you're like, no, I asked for a 3-piece suit. That's what I paid for. I come here to pick up my clothes and you're giving me pants and shoes. No, this is the wrong thing. This is not what I ordered. This is not what I paid for. You wouldn't accept that. It doesn't even make sense. Sounds silly for me to even say it, right? But in the rest of your life, where are you compromising? In the rest of your life, where do you have a goal that says one thing, but then you look at your life and you've accepted another thing and you're not taking any actions in the present to change that situation? Why have you compromised in that area? I mean, you don't compromise when it comes to what you're going to eat for dinner tonight. I mean, as long as you have the choice as to what you're going to be eating, unless somebody else is making it and you're like, just make whatever and I'll eat it. Unless that's the situation, you don't go to a clothing store and just go to the salesperson and say, listen, I got $100 in cash. Just give me $100 worth of clothes and I'll pay for it. Doesn't matter the size, doesn't matter the style, doesn't matter what it is. You don't do that. You would not compromise. You get exactly what you want. And if you don't see what you want, what do? You leave the store and you go somewhere else that has exactly what you want. Why compromise? Compromise elsewhere in life? That's a rhetorical question I want you to take with you today as we recap today's topic, how and when to be uncompromising. Number one, why would you want to be uncompromising? It's because we all have wants in our life. Everyone listening to this, I don't care what your personality, your style, your age, where you're from, what you do for a living, we all have things that we want in life. I want you to just look at your life right now and answer this question honestly to yourself. And how many areas of your life have you compromised on things that you really did not want? In what percentage of your life do you have exactly what you want? And in what percentage of your life have you compromised and regret that you've compromised, at least when you put some real thought into it and know that that's exactly what you did, because maybe you rationalize it to the point that you don't think about it anymore. Point number two, if you're going to be an uncompromising, non-negotiable individual, you must decide on, you must make a decision. This is the foundation of the whole thing, to be persistent, meaning you need to be consistent in your message, consistent in your efforts, consistent in your thoughts, and persist on the activities or the thoughts or the follow-ups or whatever it is until you get what it is you want. Because if you're persisting and then you decide to compromise, you have just trained yourself and whomever happens to be around that your persistence ain't real persistence, that if they just resist long enough that your persistence will break down. As soon as you do that, you've broken the whole cycle. You must decide to be persistent enough that you will stay on what you want until you get it. Point number three, When you go to a restaurant to order food, you go to a clothing store to get some clothes for yourself, you get exactly what you want. When you choose a mate, you're getting what you want, or at least you're deciding, like, I'm going to go with this, even if it may not be 100%. You're deciding that this is going to be yours, right? Even if the food is not perfect, you go to a restaurant, they don't have exactly what you want. You want a bacon cheeseburger and some fries. They don't have anything that's exactly that, but you decide, all right, I'll go with this instead. Maybe you're settling on that because there's no other options, but you are at least choosing what you're going to go with, even though they don't have the main thing. You get what you want. At least amongst the options available to you, why are you not doing that in the rest of your life? And in much of our lives, unlike at a restaurant or even a clothing store, or even when it comes to our mate, we can get exactly what we want. I mean, you write down goals, don't you? You had the mental workbook, don't you? That you got at dreallday.com/workbook, where you laid out your plan for your life. You have those goals. Most of those goals, you can get it exactly as you want. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. The question is, where are you compromising? Work on your game. dreallday.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.